What was the creative inspiration behind this show? How did it come to be?
Well, the show came to be State 17, which is the chairman is David Stoller and the executive producer is Andy Wanda Abramson. A few years ago, I was working on a show at the Fringe Festival, and I actually happened to cast David's daughter in the show. And David came and saw it, and we formed a relationship, and he's come to a couple of my plays and things since. And when he and Undine were talking about Stage 17, they approached me about pitching a web series idea, and I pitched them this idea for Ian, and they got really jazzed about it. So we put it on together, and now Ian is going to be on Stage 17.
What part of your mind do you think Ian comes from?
I think a lot of me comes from Ian. I sort of joke that the only thing of Ian that isn't me is that he's 25 and a virgin. But other than that, I'm pretty much Ian. So I think that's where he sort of springs from. He comes from each episode. Sort of the basic premise of Ian is that he's a 25-year-old virgin who has trouble meeting women. And then every woman that he meets, he imagines fantasizing wooing her in a different sort of cinematic fantasy. So in season one, we do an 80s teen comedy, we do a kung fu, we do a film noir, we do a Foxy musical, we do a spaghetti western, and we do a B-movie sci-fi.
Growing up, did you have like a huge appreciation for all of those things?
I did. I've always done... Primarily, I've been working in the theater, but I've always sort of had a great love of film, so I'm happy to sort of combine these two things. Growing up, my uncle had this gigantic movie room where every Saturday I would go over and we would pick out one of his movies, and you know, I wasn't allowed to pick anything that had been released in the last 10 years. So I sort of had this great love of these old movies, which is, as you heard me list them off, it's all tributes to older movies, nothing sort of new and contemporary. It's sort of these very classic cinematic genres.
Away from the pop culture references and all the fun, why do you think someone should watch this show?
I think that what Ian has going for it, first of all, I mean, I think it's really funny. Some really great actors in this. Christopher Rodriguez does a special guest star, the Fly Goddess. You might remember from Smash. Epstein, who's in Beautiful, plays sort of my nemesis in this big anime modern. We have some other just really talented folks that are in these things, and it's a lot of people just having a lot of fun. You know, we got on set and said, okay, what's the silliest, goofiest thing we can do? And I'm sort of a big believer that when you're having a lot of fun on set, it comes through. And as I've been watching these, I think it does come through. I think they're really fun. And there's a surprising level of heart, sort of as we get to know Ian a little better, we see that he's a little crazy and he has this big imagination, but he also has this big heart and he's really trying his best to find somebody.
What are your real goals for the series? How do you want it to affect people?
I think I want people to laugh. I think first and foremost, it's a good time. You know, I don't think art has to be anything deeper than that, than bringing us sort of some joy in our lives. And that's what Ian is. It's these little sort of 5-minute nuggets of joy. And if I can just get people to laugh and share that laugh with their friends, then I think this web series is going to be a gigantic success.
You were talking about just before about how you're hoping that the show is a tremendous success. In order for your show to become a tremendous success, you need, you know, Stage 17 to also be successful. What do you think, why do you think Stage 17 is going to be successful?
I think Stage 17 is doing something really unique, which is they're sort of combining Broadway, the internet, and Netflix, sort of how I keep selling it. Because what they're basically doing is having this web channel, but they're using primarily Broadway artists and behind the Broadway scenes and sort of going after this sort of underutilized demographic online, which is your 25 to your 54-year-old females. And that's really who the website is made for. And the content is so diverse. It's almost it's sort of unbelievable. As you go and you see all the different shows that Stage 17 is producing, there's a little something for everyone, and the content is across the board. There's behind-the-scenes Broadway stuff. There's new and exclusive, really funny stuff. There's some really heartfelt stuff. There's some wacky vlogs. So I think there's something for everyone, and there's a huge diversity with channeling through sort of that behind-the-scenes Broadway aspect.
You talked about a lot of the things that you did in the first season of the show. What are your hopes and your goals for the second season of the show?
Well, first off, I hope we have a second season.
That'll sort of
go through, but I think to just keep going, I think learning more about Ian, you know, I think we want to get more into his relationships and a little bit more into his real world and sort of finding new fantasies. You know, there's an endless list of sort of different cinematic genres and things that we could do for season two and new fantasies for Ian to explore.